Hello, Audio Boom. It's me and Oliver and Fiona. We've not that long come back from... Well, we were in South Kensington and we decided to have a bite to eat as an extravagant treat. So we went to a restaurant in Earl's Court called...
Masala Zone.
Masala Zone. Which sounds like an Indian gaming company, really. Recommended by a Barry, who worked on the tubes. Nice chap. And he said it was okay. And it was very close, so you cross the road from Earl's Court Q tube station, turn left, and it's down the way on the right, about 40, 50 metres, if that. Very welcoming atmosphere. Very accommodating to dogs, which is good, because some Indian restaurants can be a bit on the dodge when it comes to guide dogs. Lovely chap. I think it's the manager who dealt with us. Read the menu in detail. He gave Fiona a couple of dishes to taste, because she's really fussy, didn't he?
Yeah.
Really nice guy. Table, and it sounds like a small thing, but the table was spacious and the chairs were comfortable. Music wasn't loud. The atmosphere was good. It didn't feel like an Indian restaurant. It felt more like a cafe, I would say.
No, I wouldn't. Cafes are usually a bit kind of... Nah. It felt like a restaurant to me, but not a...
But it didn't feel overly formal.
No, no, that's true.
Or overly loud like some restaurants.
No.
So, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
I thought you were eating a chocolate.
I was, but I've eaten it now.
All right. What was it?
It was an Easter egg. Don't worry, a little one. I've saved yours.
Oh, cool. Just wondered. So, yeah, I had a lamb kofta to start with, followed by a tikka mixed grill. And we had water.
I bet that's what costs so much, actually, your mixed
grill. Doesn't normally, though. Normally it's all right.
I bet that's what it was, because it often is meat that's really expensive, isn't it?
It's only minced lamb, though, and a bit of chicken. Wasn't really much there. Anyway, I had that. Fiona, what did you eat?
For a starter, I had these mashed potato cakes and some... They came with some chickpea curry and a bit of salad. That was nice. And then for the main, I had this veggie... I can't remember what it was called, but it was with paneer cheese in it. That was nice.
And yoghurt.
And yoghurt, because it was too spicy otherwise.
So, the food was a naan bread.
Yeah, I had a peshwari naan, you had a plain one. And I had a pistachio kulfi, they called it. And for dessert, it's an ice cream. And it was really nice. It had things like saffron and cardamom and stuff in it. What did it have in it? Do you remember?
A bit of coriander, a bit of cardamom, a bit of saffron, a bit of masala spice. It was good.
It was really nice.
So... Yeah, the food was, in my opinion, it was very tasty.
Portions weren't that big, though, especially the mains.
No, good level of spice, not over the top, but very tasty.
Mine was a bit salty, my main.
Yeah, I tend not to have saucy curry things because they tend to be quite salty, so I tend to stick to dry things. Mm. It's very nice. It was really nice. It was, you know, I have better Indians in the Midlands. But it was very good. It wasn't like mind-blowingly amazing, but it was good. It was very good. Nice food. Good spice, quite good quality.
Nice wine, not amazing again, but nice.
Yeah, wine was okay. Yeah, it's a Chilean Chardonnay. I tend to go for New World wines. I like Chilean and Argentinian wines. It was good. To be fair and honest, it wasn't worth its price tag.
No.
Which we were stunned by.
Yeah.
Because the starters didn't seem very expensive.
No, because we asked the prices of those.
Yeah.
And to be honest, after that, I thought I would be all right here.
Yeah, exactly. Because we thought starters aren't not too bad. The mains would be okay.
Mm.
And then we won't tell you what the bill was, but we were pretty, well...
What?
My jaw did kind of hit the ground, to be fair.
I heard it. It went...
It did... I was surprised at the price, but, you know...
Sorry.
if you're in that area and you fancy an Indian, they're nice people, they're accommodating to guide dogs, they're good with reading menus and stuff. You're not going to go very wrong if you fancy an Indian here in the Earlscourt area.
Apart from if you haven't got much money, though.
Yeah, but beware that, you know, it can add up.
Yeah.
Make sure you look at the prices.
Before you buy anything.
Yeah, because we got complacent, because starters are like £4.50 fiver, so we thought it's not majorly terrible. Mm.
And if you're really, really hungry, I wouldn't suggest going there.
No.
Because the portions were really nice, but not actually that big. That was fine for me, because I don't like portions that are that big, but someone like you...
Well, for example, he said his starters come in two sizes, big or small.
Mm.
Do you want the big one or the little one? So I said the big one, which is a quid more. And I thought it'd be quite hefty, but it was probably just a very average size for a starter.
And you said that was the sharing one.
Yeah, and I thought sharing, no chance, mate. Because it really wasn't. It was just an average size, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I'm not
but
greedy.
You do all that trick. You are, actually.
No, I'm not greedy. I just...
Eat a lot.
Yeah. So, that worried me.
You like
me.
The hungry caterpillar?
Yeah, that worried me because that was apparently a large portion. I mean, the portion I had for the main wasn't... It's not all about the portion. Don't get me wrong. It's all about quantity over quality.
Is it all about the dum-dum-da-da-dum-dum?
Yeah.
You don't know that song, do you?
No.
It's all about the money.
Oh, that's...
It's all about the dum-dum-da-da-dum-dum.
Oh, that's her.
Who?
The woman.
What woman?
It's not Price Tag, is it? No.
No.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, the food was good quality.
Similar, though.
But, would I go there again? That's the question.
I'm not sure.
The answer really is, if I got that much money to spend on a meal, would I spend it there? And the answer is no.
No, I don't, now that we know how much it was.
Yeah.
Before we did a boo about this restaurant before we knew the
we
price.
We did, actually. I've been very positive.
Yeah.
Because if it was 20 quid cheaper, literally 20 quid cheaper.
Yeah.
Or maybe 15, but around there, then I would say absolutely we'd go there again.
Yeah.
But if you've got money to spend on a meal for an occasion, I wouldn't go for an Indian.
Mm.
I'd have a herd of cows or something.
I'd have Thai food, la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah, Fiona would have Thai food and I'd meet her afterwards.
I bet you wouldn't, though.
So, no, I wouldn't go there again, which is a shame, because I'd want to, because they're really nice people and it's a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And if it was cheaper, it would get a really good mark, but it's just, can't justify the money, so I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah, me too.
And initially, we gave it an 8 and an 8.5.
Yeah.
Before we saw the price.
Yeah.
It's a shame, because I'd like to go there again, because they do deserve custom, because they're nice people.
Mm.
And they're very helpful. They don't care if you can't see. They read the menu, go through the details. Even like you taste stuff, which is a good thing.
Yeah, most places don't do that. You just have to order something and hope
if
for the
best.
If
you don't like it, it's tough.
Yeah.
So that's masala spice.
Oh, and you had a different tea at the end.
Yeah, I picked a masala char and it was horrible. It was really milky and sweet. So I said, can I just have a black...
chai.
Yeah, what was it called? Assam. And he was fine about that. And he said to you, if you don't like your main, we'll send it back. It's fine. So
they're
really accommodating, but just too much money.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Earlscourt's probably quite a price area anyway.
Mm.
And we did have wine, which will add to the bill.
Yeah.
But
we found out how much that was. Mm. So even with taking that off, the meals must have been... Maybe naan bread was like a fiver or something.
And poppadoms maybe.
Mm.
If they charge the tap water.
Maybe.
Who knows? Anyway, go there if you love Indian and you've got a few quid spare.
And you're not someone that eats like a horse.
Don't go there if you just want a cheap curry because you're not going to get one.
No.
You're probably better off getting a train to Birmingham. Anyway.
Oh, excuse me, that was my tummy rumbling.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. Anyway, that's it for now.
Mm.
This is our review of Masala Zone. Zone, that's a strange name.
It is, isn't it?
It's all very kind of like computery and techny.
Techny?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
No.